Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Please be advised that Little Miss Recap contains adult language.
Welcome to Little Miss Recap, the podcast where we don't give a fuck if you tell us not to come. We're coming.
Yes. We're coming.
Oh. Fuck you. I'm in my car. I'm driving to your house. I'm coming.
When did they get their Twin Flames Universe membership started?
That's my question.
Right now? Was it 2 years ago? How deep are we in this? How many of the YouTube videos have we watched? Are they going to go to Michigan to the compound? What's happening?
You know these weirdos are into...
Some shit.
Some Twin Flame shit. You know it.
Some shit.
Mm-hmm. Jeff and Shalala? Or Megan?
Shalia.
As we call her, Megan.
As we call her given name, Megan.
Guys, welcome to Little Miss Recap. I'm Amy Archer. I'm your host. I'm here with Amanda.
Amanda,
how did you feel about the AMA? Did you have fun doing it?
I had the best time doing it, and I could have done it for another 2 hours. We could have just talked all the talk.
It was fun. I like to just talk the talk sometimes and not have to talk about these idiots.
And I will not out this person, but thank you to the person who wanted to be my friend for reaching out to me.
They slid into your DMs?
They slid into my DMs yesterday.
The backdoor friends are the best, aren't they?
Yes. And we actually might get to meet this person because they might go see Jake and Matt on Friday.
Oh, I'm very excited. Yeah, guys, we're going to be, by the time you hear this, it'll be tomorrow. And we will be in New York on Friday seeing Reality Gays, and we're very excited. Mm-hmm. This will be my first time. I'm a Reality Gay virgin.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. Mm-hmm. I'm so very excited.
Very excited to meet the boys.
And we're actually getting the Single Life episode that dropped today is the one that they'll be doing.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I hope you guys have a minute to check out our Little Miss Trash Bag crossover yesterday, which we had a lot of fun.
We had a lot of fun. And actually somewhat talked about the case.
We did. I feel like I did a good job of keeping us.
You kept us on track.
And then we had surprise appearances by Nancy Grace.
I did not expect her to show up, but wow. I thought she would be busy with other stuff, but.
You guys have to see Ace's face when he does the imitation. He goes into, it is like something is moving within him. It is like God has moved within him.
It is something coming from within that he cannot control, and he really embodies it, and we should get him to do a video of it because it is.
Yes, it's fantastic. But thank you so much to Ace and Caitlin for having us. We had a lot of fun, and Murder Club will be back. I think we're doing Jodi Arie's. So.
Yeah, which I know zero about, so this will be great.
My mother, I can't even tell you how obsessed she was with that case.
I know nothing about it other than
I don't know if I've retained much, but I remember her. This is going to sound real Cody Brown of me, okay?
Oh, boy. Oh boy.
I remember her just blabbering on about it all the time. Guys, I can't wait to get back to Coyote Pass, to get back to the Brown family, which we are doing in May. First week of May on our Patreon, we are going back to cover in Sister Wives. And I can't wait.
I can't wait either.
I feel we had a good reprieve. We mourned. You know, we'll still be mourning, of course. And there's, and also, If some of you aren't ready to listen yet, that's fine. Skip but over, it'll be there when you are.
Yep.
And then you can, I don't know, do like, what is an 8-ball of Coke? Is that a thing? Yeah.
Yes.
You can do an 8-ball of Coke and listen to 25 episodes of Sister Wives right in a row. Wow. I don't know what you're going to do.
Wow. Okay. There we go. Little Miss Recap does not endorse doing 8 balls of Coke.
Unless you have a lot of podcasts.
Unless you have a lot of podcasts. I mean, you do you. I don't know. You do you.
All right, Amanda, I'm going to do, this is, let me read my little intro. This is Sister Wives, Season 5, Episode 5, Seeking Can Be Complicated. Oh, real quick.
Yes.
Real quick other announcement. On our $12 tier, ladies of a certain age, The Slut of Springfield, Reva Shane, is going to be discussed this week. And I have, on Sunday, April 7th, that drops. I have been knee deep in the research and I am enjoying the shit out of this week.
I never even watched this show. It's Guiding Light, right?
Yes.
Yes. I never watched Guiding Light. I'm so flippin' excited to listen to this. Just the number of times you've said Reva Shane baptizes herself as the Slut of Springfield in a fountain.
It's a whole thing. Joshua's sure in a wheelchair. It's a whole thing.
I can't
She's married to his father at this point. It's a lot. It's a lot.
I've asked my mom about it. She was a big Guiding Light head.
Oh, yeah. Reva banged around that Lewis family. Okay. So this is Seeking Sister Wife. Season 5, Episode 5, Seeking Can Be Complicated. Now, when we get to Becky Ryan, I have some notes on her heritage
that
we could discuss. But I'm going to ask you, we're going to do the wheel. Where would you like the big wheel to stop?
I would like it to stop at the Davis. No, let's get the folks from East Stroudsburg out of the way.
Salahuddin.
Okay. I was going to say the Shalala, but... They are the Jeff and Jeff or whatever. All these people are nuts.
Are you noticing Naeem has, we talked about this before, but it's real prominent now, mumbling problem. You just mumble. He's a mumbler. He's a mumbler. Yes. To someone hearing impaired, a mumbler's my worst nightmare.
Oh, I bet.
Because not only can I not hear you, but I can't properly see your lips moving either. Right. So I just don't understand what you're saying at all.
Can we agree that this woman is way too good for this numbnut?
Can we agree? I have that in my notes. When they're at that restaurant, she is fucking hot.
She is stunning.
She's a smoke show.
She is
What a smoke is she show. Doing with him?
Right. And putting up with this nonsense.
And, Unless she's bringing in reinforcements to deal with him, which.
That's what I was saying. She's tired. She's done. We need to talk about where do we think they were going to pick her up?
Newark.
Okay. That was my...
It's not Philly.
It's definitely not Philly. They are driving... So they live in East Stroudsburg.
Are they driving on the highway?
No. Yes, but no. They're driving in a car with a New Jersey license plate.
Oh.
Okay. I don't know why I noticed that.
The restaurant they're eating in is in East Stroudsburg. I looked it up.
Oh, okay.
Because I want to see, was it in Philly? Was it in Newark?
I just don't know where they... Stroudsburg. I don't know why they had a rental car. I don't know why they had a car with Jersey plates unless it was a rental car.
Maybe.
Maybe they didn't want to put their own car on the show.
Oh, that's possible too. Yeah. Yes. And they do have to rig it up. They have to put like cameras in it and shit. So maybe they didn't want to do that to their own car. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But it had Jersey plates. So I was very confused.
All right. Okay. Well, they're driving down the highway.
Yay.
Going to get our sister wife.
Don't turn back because she ain't coming.
That's our little reality gay shout out. We love them.
Yeah.
So they're going to the airport. They're going to get Keisha. And Naeem is like, what if she makes out with me at the airport? Like, how are you going to like that? How are you going to feel if we start making out? And Nyla's like, no, I'll punch you in the goddamn face. That happens. I'm here for her energy.
I'm not putting up with your bullshit. I will go so far with this, but we're done at certain points.
So now they're stopping at some floral shop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. With, I don't know who this woman is, but she has bad takes, in my opinion.
She has bad takes. And, it seems to be the middle of a farm, but not like a florist.
Yeah. We have a lot of those places up here.
Okay.
Where like it's a little, it's like a farm, but they have like a greenhouse attached to it. Okay. And it's like a little floral place. So, the woman is getting their order and Nyla decides to put up the cock block. I'm going to tell you right now, no fucking around, no banging around with Keisha. Not happening.
Not until you're married.
You take her up to the hotel. You drop her the fuck off. You get back down in your car and you text me immediately.
That's right.
I'm like, okay. And she says to Naeem, like, did you want to spend the night with her? And he's like, no, not at all.
Never occurred to me. Nope.
Didn't even think of it.
Don't think I'll ever spend the night with her. Never.
Not even a thought.
Nope. Never heard of sleeping with someone else. Nope.
On the couch, he says he has kissed a potential once before. A potential. And she pulled away from Nyla and got weird after that. So he's not making that mistake again.
No.
And he's kind of
totally
like.
Totally going to make that mistake again.
He's totally going to do it. He's saying right in front of Nyla, like, nope, I learned my lesson. Not happening. Not happening. Now, the little florist comes out. She's a tiny little woman.
She's a little bit of thing.
And she's like, here's your flowers. What's your occasion? And they're like, well, we're picking up our sister wife. And Nyla's like, do you know what that is? And she's like, no. So Nyla explains that they live polygamy, blah, blah, blah. Nancy, I call her little Nancy at the flower shop. She calls them assholes.
She does.
In her confessional.
We went back and rewound it like three times. I'm like, I said to Todd, I'm like, she just called them an asshole.
And I feel like, didn't. And I feel like the context was off.
Yes.
Like,
she's a little much.
Here's what she says. They pull her aside. They're like, get over here. We'll give you $25 Olive Garden gift card.
Right.
They're like, what do you think of these idiots? What do you think of these numbnuts? And she's like, so the rest of her sentence is, I would never deal with multiple people because I could barely deal with my piece of shit husband. Like, that's what she's saying, basically, sure. Right?
And that's what many people
that
say.
That doesn't make them assholes, though.
No. I love the take that a lot of people have on polygamy. They're like, I can barely handle my one piece of shit husband. I can't have seven more.
Yes.
Okay, great. If that's how you feel, maybe you shouldn't be married to that person.
Or men are like, I can't deal with more women.
Right.
I have a hard time dealing with one woman.
She's emotional and she gets her period, Amy.
Right. Gotta say that. But like, I could see her saying they're idiots or they're crazy.
They're
but
stupid.
They're assholes?
Felt like a bit much. Mm-hmm. I mean, they may be assholes, but this ain't the reason.
You know what I think happened?
What? Did they hit on her?
I think a long time ago, Nancy and her husband were polygamists.
Oh.
And Nancy's husband, let's call him Frank Sinatra, and she's Nancy Sinatra. Okay?
Sure. Is it Nancy Sinatra?
Yes, his daughter.
Okay, checking.
So let's call him Frank. So Frank Sinatra.
Let's just make this even more fucking weird. Go on.
Frank Sinatra, I think, was out there picking up chicks, and he brought one home. Let's call her Dolly Parton. He brings her home.
Oh, okay.
And
Dolly Parton would read Frank Sinatra for filth all day, every day.
What a joke. Frank Sinatra would not know what to do with Dolly Parton.
No. Not.
So anyway, Frank brings Dolly home.
Dolly home, as you
and
do.
They ended up running off together.
Yes.
That's what happened.
They ran off.
Yes. Yeah. So Nancy Sinatra was left.
And she's real bitter about polygamy.
And her boots were not made for walking. Frank walked with Dolly. Frank
walked. Her boots were made for floristing.
So she's bitter.
So all polygamists are assholes. I so dearly, Amy, at some point want to have the experience where someone says, can you take this $25 Target gift card and go ask these people about their polygamy?
Yes.
I want this to happen to me. Yes. I could be a shop girl. I can do whatever the fuck you want me to pretend
me
to
too.
Do.
Me too. And sure. It would not stop on that. I would be there for 17 hours asking.
They would actually regret having asked me.
Yes.
But I would enjoy it.
And I would throw that gift card right back in their face and say, right. I am not for sale. How dare you? And then I would go over and I would ask them anyway.
Honestly, the payment here is just being able to ask these questions. You don't understand how we work here.
Yep. So now Nyla is not, I have in my notes, Nyla is not ready for this.
No.
Because she's putting way too many guardrails on this motherfucker.
She can trust him as far as she can throw him.
Nope. She's like, you walk her in the door, you put her in the hotel room, you text me immediately, I'm to know your location at all times, blah, blah, blah.
Put on location sharing, girl.
This reminds me of Dimitri Snowden with the intimacy.
Yes. Do we think we're going to be steaming our yonis at some point?
I don't know, but remember he banged that chick and then she would never was it? No, Vanessa was the wife. Ashley was his wife. Ashley Vanessa was the first sister wife.
Yes.
Or the second, because he banged the first.
Right.
In season one, which we could never go back and rewatch.
No.
And Ashley never let him live it down.
Oh, no. Dimitri Snowden will be paying for that until he takes his last dying breath.
Which, you know, they're divorced.
Except they're back together.
No, they're not.
Yeah, I saw it somewhere.
God damn you, Ashley Snowden.
Get it together, girl.
Dear God.
I don't think she was any better than him, though.
Yeah, I know. I know. That's how I feel about Danielle Merrifield, but we'll get there.
Okay.
Okay. So they're driving now, and Keisha starts texting. And we know that we've been through this enough, guys. We know what this is.
You get the text right on the way to the airport. Mm-hmm. They ain't coming. Mm-hmm.
They're not coming. Mary, mm-mm. I'm not coming.
No, mm-mm. Much like Cody Brown was never coming for Mary.
Nope.
Keisha's never coming for these folks.
She's having some second thoughts, some concerns about how everything's going to go. And then it's like, I have to tie up some loose ends. I'm living with a friend and I have to do a bunch of shit. And I don't know how long this will take. She's not into you guys.
No.
Not into this.
No. She was into it in theory, and then she realized, oh, I'd have to see you and do it on television. Nah.
Mm-hmm. And Nyla's like, wait a minute. She's supposed to be in the air. How's she even texting? But these idiots keep driving. Like, okay.
At the point at which you pull into a shopping center and turn around and go home.
Yes.
Put on your soft pants.
Yes. Pull into one of the many churches or bars in Pennsylvania and turn around.
Yes.
So they try to call her. The call won't even go through. He's pissed.
She blocked them. If that call's not going through, she blocked them.
I thought maybe she had an airplane mode because she's in the air. No, she's not. Okay. So on the couch, Nyla says, we thought we had a future with Keisha. We were sending her houses to look at with us. This sucks. Naeem is boiling rage.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the Garrick simmering rage happening.
Why are you looking at houses for somebody you've never met?
Well, Garrick Merrifield's going to propose to somebody he's only met one time.
It's true. It's true. And it could happen today.
This is how it happens. We'll get there, but it's 100% happening because he needs to bang her before he leaves on this trip.
Mm-hmm.
So they decide, hey, since we're still fine as hell, we're going to go out to eat. So these two numbnuts go out. Actually, I shouldn't say that because I really like her.
I like her.
They go out and they go to a place called the Cider Inn. Cinder Inn. Mm-hmm. Cinder Inn.
Cinder Inn, yes.
And they're real disappointed to say they only need two menus, not three anymore.
I know.
Did you make reservations?
This is not a reservation situation.
There's
here.
There's nobody in the place.
This is a dive bar, which is fine. I love me a good dive bar. I'm here for a good... Mm-hmm. You know, greasy dive bar.
Mm-hmm.
No shade. But this is not
a dive bar.
This is not a reservation situation.
No.
No.
And she's like, oh, never mind. We don't need three. It's now two. Okay. Again, not a soul in the place.
No.
So on the couch, Naeem says, our relationship was great, but it didn't come to fruition. And that sucks. And Naeem says, you know what? I want to start meeting people in person. And closer. No more of this app shit.
No.
No more of this online shit that Garrick Merrifield's doing.
All 10 of them.
Yeah.
Which we'll get there.
He wants more face-to-face and closer. And she's like, well, social media helps us find polygamists. Like, we don't have to do the whole weird we're polygamists thing. I'm sure you can use your social media app to find polygamists near you. You are an hour from New York City.
Yes. All you have to do is go on ye old Facebook, type in polygamous, and you'll find a ton of groups.
Yeah.
I've not tried this. I'm pretty sure that's true. Let's
try it.
This is gonna
in real time.
This is gonna fuck up my Facebook algorithm really bad.
In real time, we're trying this.
Jesus, if I could type. Polygamous communities, polygamous relationships. Let's just look. And let's just look for groups. Oh, yeah. Poly lifestyle and women dating. A lot of polyamory stuff.
Yeah.
That's okay. Thriving polygamous couples.
Okay.
All about relationships. Yeah. There are options here.
There are
Find your polygamy match discussion and dating for polygyny only. Okay. Well, still, there are options here.
Yes. And again, they're an hour from New York City. They're an hour from Philadelphia.
Yeah, stop.
They're near big cities. Yeah. They can do this. Okay. So they decide they're going to move forward, but they're going to do it in person. And I also wrote, oh my God, she is fucking beautiful when she's sitting so at gorgeous. That table. Wow.
God. Wow. I would like to look like her.
She is a smoke show. Mm-hmm. Are you ready to go to, who should we do next? The Davises? Because there's not much.
Let's get the Davises done.
Okay. So let's scoot on over to Colorado to Nick Davis and his women. Did you like that jingle?
I did enjoy that. Okay. I honestly think these guys more and more are the only sane ones on this show. I mean, they're cuckoo magoo. But compared to all of these other people, these women genuinely love each other.
This was an interesting conversation Danielle and April. First of all, what is this laundry they're folding? Who wears these clothes? Because they look like some real Amy's crazy leggings in eighth grade that her teacher commented on and said she looked fat.
Also,
we got some real paisley big prints, some bell bottoms. They're dressing like it's 1960. They're dressing like Nancy Sinatra.
They are dressing like Nancy Sinatra. Also, someone needs to send both of them to clothes folding school. Okay. Whatever was happening there, this is not folding.
Here's my other question.
Yes.
And this is a me problem. I understand this. I
wonder if I have the same problem.
I'm very crazy about how my laundry is done and folded. Okay.
Okay.
They're turning things in right side in. Did they wash them inside out?
I wash things inside out.
No. Why? Okay. On purpose?
No, I just throw stuff in there.
No.
It all gets washed. Mm-mm. The water's coming from both sides.
Nope. It's not getting the proper surface wash. Nope. Guys, come at us and settle this. Are you an inside out washer or right side in washer?
I'm a just whatever happens. I don't actually ever think about it. It's not a choice.
Now you're going to think about it.
Now I'm going to think about it. By the way, also, there is a Facebook group called Sounds Like Accidental Polyamory.
Ooh.
It's like, I fuck someone else? Like, what happened?
Might need to get in there. Are you a sorter? Do you sort your laundry?
I've gone through periods where I sort.
I'm not a sorter.
I'm not. The only thing we do sort is we sort out all the whites because I bleach those.
Okay.
Everything else just goes in together. Unless I know it's something like that's really saturated with color and has never been washed before.
Sure.
Then I make sure it's with other stuff.
But I do only on this podcast do you get a conversation get laundry about tips. Laundry. I do a sort by type. So like I'll do all of Timmy's work pants, which get very dirty.
Sure.
I'll do all of my t-shirts separately. Like I do type sorting, not color.
If I do type sorting, it tends to be towels and sheets together.
I also do my Portal to the Cat Dimension shirt separate.
Oh, sure. You
and don't only want in lukewarm water. I don't want anything to happen to that.
Should we wear those together in New York?
I was thinking about it. I was thinking about wearing it. I was too. Okay. So April and Danielle are chilling in the living room, folding laundry the wrong way.
Very poorly.
And April says, I'm the matriarch and it is important for me to discuss this with Danielle. This is the first time we've ever heard April like pull rank.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
She's getting into a Barb situation from Big Love.
She is. Mm-hmm. She absolutely runs the finances in that house.
100%.
Yeah.
April says, I just don't know if you understand the impact of what you did. You went and you got a lease. And April says, how do we know you won't do this?
To be fair, she's not wrong. Like, to be like, I'm uncomfortable. I went and signed a lease.
I know.
At least get an Airbnb for a couple days just to like chill your jets.
I agree.
Cool your jets. That's it. Not chill your jets.
You could chill your jets.
Sure. Why not?
Sure. Sure. April cries and says, yes, Nick and Jen were upset, but I couldn't even brush Vera's teeth because she's used to you doing it. Danielle goes, I feel so bad because they didn't want to cause anyone any harm.
How many teeth do we think Vera has at this point?
Zero.
Okay.
Zero teeth.
That's what I thought. Vera seems very young.
I'm wrong. Is she a year old?
She's almost a year old, I think.
Okay. So she probably has like three or four teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My nephew's like 10 months old and he's like working on his fourth one right now.
Yes. Yeah. So Danielle tells the camera, this makes me so proud because I take care of Vera. I love you guys so much. I never want my children to think I abandoned them. And April says, honey, you need to forgive yourself because we forgive you. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, we choose you. You mean more to us than expanding this family. So we do need to slow the fuck down and we will. But you need to talk to me and communicate with me. And Danielle goes, thank you, baby. And she tells the camera, I feel so relieved. And then she is snorting up. Did you notice this? Yes. Oh my God.
Multiple times. It was something.
She is doing the snorty sob.
Yes. She is sobbing.
Yes.
Also, do you feel like, and maybe this is my dirty mind at play.
They have sex?
I think that there's something between Danielle and April. More than friendship.
They do call each other baby. Which is very intimate.
Yeah.
Maybe?
I don't know. There's something in this made me be like,
Like, I don't know. So you think.
Maybe when like April and Nick are banging, like Danielle holds a tit or something. I don't know.
So you think little Danielle put herself in her little clown car and drove across the country and hopped into bed with all these weirdos?
Yes. Okay. Well, they do all sleep together.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Maybe she holds a tit.
This is image of Danielle just sitting there, like holding a boob.
Maybe it's like I'm not gonna get too dirty. Okay, so they hug, and April tells the camera, like, we want to back off on dating for Danielle because we need her to be comfortable. And I'm just like, did you tell that to Nick and Jennifer? Because they're ready to rumble.
They are ready to bring 17 people into this family.
They're ready for it.
Yes.
Okay. Let's go back over. Did you notice this? The Ryans in their title card. Now they're in Colorado because they're driving in Colorado.
Right.
I'm like, Colorado, what are you doing?
This is a set. Okay. We have Mother God in Crestone.
Yes.
We have the Merrifields in Buena Vista. We've got the Davises in Aurora. Mm-hmm. There's got to be some other weird shit happening there. Now we've got the Ryans, whose last name isn't even Ryan. Who knows?
Know what I think we need to do? Here's what we need to do.
What do we need to do?
I think we need to get a map of Colorado and like crime scene this fucker up, right?
Oh, should
and
we put get the little pins?
Yeah.
Pins and strings?
Where these people are and see where the common space is. And I bet you if we dig down 20,000 feet, you're going to find some kind of orb.
Oh, an orb. I was going to go with a vortex, but you think there's an orb.
I think there's an orb that is
situation.
Fucking up Colorado. That's what I think.
Fucking orbs.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Fucking orbs, man. I think
that's what's happening. So now I heard Tess and Brooke talking about the Ryans in their episode last week.
Okay.
Which I will be with Tess next week. Talking about Seeking Sister Wife because Brooke is out of town and I'll be subbing. Nice. So you will hear Tess and me next week over on their feed.
Good. I love the two of you together.
It's little sister energy and I'm here for it.
Yeah.
But I was listening to them and they were Tess could not get past the fact that there was a lot of clutter in the bedroom. So I had to look.
Okay.
Oh my God. It's like hoarder paradise.
This bedroom does not look like the bedroom of adults.
What is going on? I dare say it is messier than my daughter's rooms right now. And if I showed you those, you would be appalled. Holy shit. Yeah. I can't even. The best is my mom will come over, right?
Okay.
And she'll be like, oh my God, why do you let the girls keep their rooms like this? And I'm like, Mom, do you not remember my room?
Right.
I literally had to step over trash piles to get into my bed.
Yes. I once slept with a banana peel in my bed. Mm.
Samantha slept with her whole Easter basket in her bed last night. I will tell you this.
That's just convenience.
My gram lived about 2 miles from us when I was growing up. And she got to work at 2:30 and my mom got to work at 4:30. And she would scoot over to our house. She had a key. Mm-hmm. She would scoot over and clean our rooms up before my mother got home so we wouldn't get in trouble.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Great. Mm-hmm. God, your gram was just the best.
She was the best. She cared about us and did not want us to get yelled at. Absolutely.
You know why it doesn't matter what condition your girls' rooms are in? Because there's a door.
And that's what I'm saying.
You just close it and you let it go. Mm-hmm. As long as there's not like things that'll bring in vermin, it's fine. It's fine. Who cares?
That's debatable.
I understand, but that's where my line is.
Yeah.
Furman.
Hey everyone, stay tuned. Little Miss Recap will be right back after these words.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Okay, so their bedroom is full of clutter. Every single surface has shit on it.
I'm gonna have to go back and pay more attention. I noticed it, but I didn't. I didn't give it extra attention.
You're gonna be on TV. I don't care if you live that way the rest of your life. Get a garbage bag and do the old shoo off the desk.
The fact that none of these people, it happens on Seeking Sister Wife, it happens on 90 Day. These people do not clean up their homes.
I know.
Before. Like, what are you doing?
And it looks like there's a gaming system in their bedroom. There's like a desk and it looks like a gaming system. How much you want to make a bet? Broke down Bill Paxton is gaming and he's playing The Sims and he's doing real fucked up shit with The Sims. he probably has like 10 Sim wives and he puts them in, like Jenny and I used to do with the children. We would build a room and put a bunch of fireplaces in there, no door.
Oh.
And watch them be burned to death. I bet you he's doing that with his Sim wives.
Okay, wait.
Go back. Rewind.
You and your sister put your cartoon Sims in a room and set them on fire.
Yes.
Wow.
Because then the Grim Reaper shows up and it's really funny. And
I've
then
never
leaves,
played Sims.
Oh,
so I don't
he leaves
even know.
A little urn and then your Sim cries over it all the time. It's hilarious.
Okay.
So I think that's what this broke down Bill Paxton's doing. He's doing some real twisted shit with his Sims.
He probably is.
Because Jenny and I were like, you know, in our early 20s, teens doing this.
Right.
He is probably doing it now.
He's fucked up. And rumor on the street is that Becky may have been not quite 16 when they married.
Oh, I would not be surprised. Okay. So let's look into Becky Ryan for 1 second before we go on their crusade with them.
Let's go down a Becky Ryan family.
So
family
her,
tree.
Her father was Tony Alamo. Every time I hear the Alamo, I think of Ace.
I know.
He is right. Pee Wee Herman visited the Alamo.
He
big
sure
Top
did.
Pee-wee
but that's not why we know the Alamo.
Big Top Pee Wee. Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
Big Adventure. That's not why we know the Alamo, though.
It's I went so to the Alamo. It's real boring. But yeah.
Yeah. I would like to go someday.
It holds its place in history.
Check it off the list.
Yep.
When we go visit Spockles, we'll go to the Alamo.
Oh my God. Can we go see Spockles?
I want to go see
Spockles. I'm going to reach out to him on Instagram.
Okay.
I need to hang out with
him. Visit him. Except you might really get the wrath of Megan.
Ooh.
She's real jealous.
So Tony Alamo was born, are you ready for this? Bernie Lazar Hoffman to a Jewish family.
Wow. First of all, that is a real Jewish name. As someone who comes, I mean, lest we never forget, my grandparents' names were Ethel and Marvin. Like, I know me a Jewish name.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's wow.
So in the 1960s, Amanda, he worked in Hollywood as a pop singer under the name Mark Hoffman and Marcus Abad.
Did we find any of his music?
No, but you know I'm going to need to.
Yes, please. Okay.
So also he owned the Little Mark, Alamo, and Talamo record labels.
Okay.
His wife, Susan Alamo, was born Edith Opal Horn.
Wow.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You just got Ethel because of my grandma, I understand.
Yeah. Twice married and with a daughter, she came to Hollywood and attempted to be an actress. And then she converted from Judaism to Christianity and became an evangelist before she met Hoffman.
Of course, as you do.
So they get married in 1966 in a ceremony, and they change their names to Tony Alamo and Susan Alamo.
Sure.
Okay, so I'm just going to read about his tax problems and criminal proceedings.
Yeah, because he's got some some challenges.
Yeah. Yeah. So he was in a bunch of, he had this church called the Music Square Church, and he was fucking around with the taxes, of course. So he does, he's charged with that. He tries to sue the United States Court of Federal Claims and loses that appeal. Tony Alamo was arrested several times, beginning with an illegal weapons possession charge in 1966, for which he served time before he met Edith.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2009, he was convicted on 10 counts of transporting minors as young as 9 years old across state lines for sex.
Oh.
He was sentenced to 175 years in prison.
Mm. Well, good. I'm glad he's rotten somewhere. But
well, he's dead. He's dead.
Oh, good. Good. Bye.
He died in 2017.
Oh, okay.
So his beliefs and practices, the church was Protestant and Pentecostal in nature.
Okay.
And is frequently referred to as a sect of the Jesus movement.
I'm not familiar with the Jesus movement. I thought all Christianity was kind of the Jesus movement.
I thought this whole gig was Jesus movement.
Jesus, yeah.
So it was also extremely anti-Catholic, and it only accepted the King James Version of the Bible.
Okay, here we go.
Mm-hmm. Its members adhered to a moral code which condemned or forbade the use of drugs. Are you getting ready?
Yes, I'm here.
Drugs, all the fun stuff. Drugs, homosexuality, adultery, birth control, and booze? Abortion.
Okay. Booze?
Doesn't say booze. Okay. Individuals who sought to join the church and become involved in its rehabilitation program took a vow of poverty and agreed to turn over all their money and property to the church. In return,
who'd have thunk it?
Their own needs would be met and their children would receive basic high school education.
Okay. Do folks realize that all they have to do is put their kids in school and they get basic high school education? Like, we don't have to give all of our money to a cult leader.
I have no idea.
Get our kids educated.
But I'm telling you guys, this guy's real bad. So real quick, I just want to tell everybody. In 2019, Sundance TV broadcast the four-part miniseries Ministry of Evil, The Twisted Cult of Tony Alamo, based on these two idiots.
We got to watch this.
And the miniseries describes their founding and running of the Tony and Susan Alamo Christian Foundation, which the program calls a cult, through which the Alamos became rich by exploiting their followers who truly believed in them. The program also charges Tony Alamo with being a child abuser, a polygamist, and a pedophile.
Mm-hmm.
The documentary series features archival footage, including Tony Alamo's videotaped deposition. No, help me.
Deposition.
Yes. Deposed. Deposition. Okay, I got there. As well as interviews with former members of the cult and the FBI agent who brought them down.
Wow.
So it sounds to me like this was a real janky cult that he couldn't get running.
It sounds like it. I mean, we didn't get to a Jim Jones situation here or a, you know.
Oh, wait. I missed this. Okay. Hold
on. Based on your face, I'm concerned.
The cult operated a drug rehabilitation facility, which I said. As they expanded, they went into other businesses. One of them was decorating denim jackets and airbrushing them with bright, colorful designs. Many Hollywood celebrities were seen wearing them, including Michael Jackson, who wore a modified leather Alamo jacket on the cover of his album, Bad.
Wow. Oh, now what? I have to look at this. What? Okay, hold on here.
Oh,
now.
I know that album.
Mm, I do too, but I have
a cover. Bad. Michael Jackson.
Album cover. Yeah.
It's white, okay, isn't it?
No, it's black.
Is it black?
It's black with white designs all over it.
There it is. That's an Alamo jacket.
Wow.
Wow. Oh. You heard it here first, guys.
From one child molester to another.
You heard it here first in what a segment I like to call Amy Reads from Wikipedia.
Okay. Cool.
So there we go. Okay. So these guys tell us that Stephanie called, and did you notice Justin also likes to rock a tank top?
He does. He does.
But he's not listening to the manosphere because it is not nearly as tight as it needs to be.
No, it's not. But that was not a good look. That was not a good look. We discussed it. I said to Todd, I'm like, would you ever wear a tank top like that out in the world? He's like, no. I'd never wear a tank top like that. I'm like, that's true. You actually never would.
If you remember from the manosphere's three-step plan.
Yes. It's the tank top
is to dominate your masculinity. So it has to be real tight.
Right. To show off your pecs and stuff.
Your Adonis-like figure.
Right. Yes. I'm sorry. You're Adonis-like figure.
Get it right, Amanda.
I know. I'm sorry.
So they were dating Stephanie close to 9 months and it was love at first sight. And all of a sudden she ghosted us, he says. So we're going to get our girl. What was the thing we were talking about when we said we were going to go get our girl?
I don't remember now. I'm going to have to go back and listen. I do think it was a single life thing.
It might have been. Because you brought up Sex and the City.
Sex and the City. Mm-hmm. And Big saying, go get our girl from Mikhail Baryshnikov.
Right.
We had a whole thing about how hot he was.
Right. And you wanted to be Mikhail Baryshnikov'd.
Yes, I did. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I would like to be Mikhail Baryshnikov'd.
So he says he's never loved anyone outside of Becky.
Except Stephanie.
Stephanie's the first. She called and invited us. And then the night before, she was like, oh, never mind. I have to work. But we're going anyway, Amanda.
That's right.
Jeff and Megan told us we should.
Love stops for nothing.
Yeah. You get in there. Don't be a pussy.
Get your girl.
Get in there.
She is your triple flame?
Sure.
Triple flame? Sure. That's how it works in polygamy, a triple flame.
So he's like, hey, I already booked a room at the, Montana Inn or wherever I'm staying.
We're going.
They're driving 12 hours.
Do they think this is like that woman who put the diaper on and drove across America?
The astronaut. Yes.
The astronaut who put on the diaper and drove
I'm obsessed with
America.
That story. I bring it up all the time.
I know you do.
So he's putting on chapstick because he wants to make sure his lips are moist and kissable. Broke down Bill Paxton. We don't want to hear about your moist lips. Okay.
I don't want to hear you ever say the M word again.
Keep those to yourself.
Yes.
Nothing. Trust me. Nothing around you is moist.
No, nothing.
Nothing.
I don't think you would know what that looked like if you found it because you ain't never seen it.
Mm-mm. Becky on the couch says, I see us living with Stephanie, growing old with Stephanie. And Justin says, our lives were just similar. She had kids who were young. And that's really pretty much all he can name.
Basically, Becky, he just wants to bang her.
Becky wears a Sisters Forever necklace that Stephanie gave her on their second date.
And her children have noticed. There's a whole weird thing about the kids noticing the necklace.
That she won't take it off.
Right.
It's probably like tarnished. She has the green line on her neck like I was always rocking.
But here's the thing. If your kid asks about it, you say, yeah, I like this necklace. Like, we don't have to explain all of the meaning of this to everybody who's ever come in our path.
Correct.
Right.
So apparently what happened is Stephanie's best friends told her they wouldn't be friends with her anymore if she continued to date these weirdos. And I'm like, they're good friends.
They're good friends. Mm-hmm. Don't do this.
Don't do it.
Don't do this.
But she's always come back before, so we're fine. And Broke Down Bill Paxton says, this might be our final sucker ass trip. You don't even know how to use profanity correctly, sir.
I do not care for him. Mm-mm. I do not care for him.
Now the Ryans are in Colorado and they're trying to get her back. And he is so pissed that she did this. And even Becky's like, we're sick of being treated like crap. Like, now things are amping up a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I'm afraid of these people.
I wrote, somebody protect Stephanie.
Right. Are we ever going to see Stephanie? No, we won't never see Stephanie because she's only ever been blanked out. Blurred. We're never going to see her.
So Becky says, we put so much into this. And I wrote, you did? What'd you put into this?
A necklace and going on a TV show?
And then I realized, oh, she had to bang Bill Paxton. She's the one who put shit into this, not you guys.
Yeah.
Stephanie had to bang this guy.
Do you think they've actually fucked?
Oh, yeah. I don't think they'd be going at it this hard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they talk about buying her. This gets real cringy and gross. They're going to buy her a gym membership.
Right.
Because she's at her favorite gym. Yeah. She's been upset that she hasn't been able to go to the gym.
Right. So they're going to go to a gym in her neighborhood and buy it. What is happening here?
Well, and then he says, hopefully this will try to get rid of some doubt that no one loves her as much as us. Are people just plying Stephanie with gifts to try to win her into their polygamous cult? So then
I will take your bridge club membership and raise it to a gym club membership. Oh, we should get Julia from 90 Day and tell her to go gym club. You go gym club.
Gym club. So they're going to be on Last Resort. You saw that.
I'm very excited. You go gym club.
I'm very excited.
We say that a lot in our house. Because
I like her parents. His parents.
Ron and Betty. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I need more Ron. I need to know what Ron's up to over there.
Ron is a simmering pile of rage. Yes, that man scares me. I think he's real nice until he's not. And then it's real ugly.
He's real wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they go to her house now and Becky knocks on the fucking door. Wow. The balls on these people. Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's not going to go well.
Let's go over to our favorite cult, shall we? The Merrifields.
Yes, please, please.
We start with dun, 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 dun. Like real tense music. Real tense.
Things aren't great in the villa right now.
No, because Danielle and Natalia are still reading this idiot for Phil, who has like the Mr. Bill face on, like, oh, what have I done here?
He looks like that Caroler doll.
He is an idiot. I hate his punchable face. So she says,
undercooked punchable face.
I hate him so much.
I love him so much because he is the best television.
I have to tell you, when I was taking notes on him, because I word for word here.
Of course, you can't miss any of this.
Of him being real dumb.
Uh-huh.
I literally almost like had a tear come to my eye because I was so enraged. I wanted to just cry.
Okay, I can't wait for this. This will be good.
I just hate him. So he says, Garrick says, this is terrible. Danielle and Natalia are not happy.
No, they're not.
Then he tells them, I only communicated with the older people, the ones I told you both about. And Danielle goes, you can still chat with women. She is not here for this.
She is pissed.
And he goes, no. And she's like, yes, your
impersonation of him sounds like Casper the Ghost. No.
He goes, yes, you can. And he goes, you can?
He's so fucking stupid.
This is my kid trying to explain her way out of why there's like 10 vapes in my car after she used it.
Right.
I'm like, you know, my friends left it. Well, they left your vapes all in my car where you sit and drive.
Right.
You did? So Danielle is fuming. And in a confessional, she's like, he needs to be honest. He still wants to date more people.
Of course he does.
No, he said he wants five wives.
Five. He wants a Brady Williams, My Five Wives situation.
Natalia says, the problem is that you lied. And he goes, I see the problem now. And Danielle goes, now? Now? You see it now? And Gary goes, you guys have to see me. I'm all animated over here.
And I can't breathe.
Let me bring the blood pressure down just a bit.
Okay. Okay.
So he says, I stopped talking to people, but I had to explain it to them because I didn't want to be rude. And Danielle's like, okay, women you haven't messaged with in like months, you need to have closure with and make sure you're not rude to them. He says, you know how I am. I don't like to be rude.
And she's like, you are walking rude.
She's like, of course, the minute Natalia tells you that it's, you know, not acceptable, you delete it.
That's right.
Now Natalia tells the camera, I don't care about these apps, but he was the one who said he would delete them. And then in real time in the kitchen, she goes, I'm off to my bedroom. She like storms off. I love her energy. I'm here for Roberta too.
She is going to beat the shit out of him at some point, and I can't wait to see it.
So now Garrick tells the camera, I definitely hurt my relationship with Natalia. She doesn't know me that well, so this is bad. Okay, same breath. Okay, now we got this. Mm-hmm. She doesn't know me that well. Same breath. I was gonna propose tonight. But I guess that's not happening. And I wrote, of course he wants to. He's so transparent that he just wants to propose so he can fuck her.
That's it. That's all it is.
The next morning, Garrick and Danielle are having coffee.
Where is Natalie's mom?
I don't know. Where are the boys? Where are the boys?
Do you think the boys are hanging out with Natalie's mom by the pool?
They could be filming this scene. Who knows?
That's true.
They could be stand by water. Who knows?
The princes.
The princes.
The princes.
So they're having coffee and he's like, I feel really bad about last night. And then in a confessional together, she's like, that was a rough night. And he says, I should have listened to you. And he says, Natalia's questioning me and things aren't looking good. Then he says to Danielle, I love how intently you're watching me.
I'm very into this.
She is glued to the screen, guys. Okay. He tells Danielle, I need to worry about you and Natalia, and I don't want to displease God. Again, God doesn't care about Garrick Merrifield's dick.
He does not.
Doesn't. I don't want to jeopardize anything. And Danielle, and then I realized we all know what this is, right? He needs Danielle.
Mm-hmm.
He needs her.
He knows how to get her back on his side.
Yeah. So now
he's been fucking around and finding out for 20 years that they've been together. He knows exactly what he has to do to get back into her good graces because he does it all the time. This is not a one and done.
Absolutely not.
They've had this conversation.
So Danielle tells the camera, Garrick is kind and sweet and super sensitive, and he didn't mean to hurt myself or Natalia, and I know he wants to make it right.
When has Garrick Merrifield been sweet?
He doesn't strike me as sweet.
No.
But, you know, he strikes me as the incarnation of a fucking douchebag. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe douchey bags can be sweet.
I don't know. I've never. Yeah. Generally, if I feel someone's a douchebag, I don't get close enough to find out if they're sweet.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. So now Danielle says, you've only known her for 4 months. And he's like, but I think I should propose to show her that I'm serious. And so she'll love me. And then Danielle says, God leads us and we walk together.
Of course.
And they kiss. Oh, I want to hit her upside the head with a Bible. You know what I want to do? I want to pull like an old school Goodfellas on her. Oh. I want to put Bibles in a pillowcase and hit her with them. Just so they don't leave a mark. Yeah.
For real, what do we think is going on with Danielle Merrifield?
I told you I think she's problematic and people came for me on that take.
I know
that people believe she could be a victim of his in some way, and I'm sure there is an element of that happening. Yeah. But I also think she is ickily complicit in this.
Complicit.
Thank you. Got there.
Yeah.
I mean, I made up ickily. I might That's as well fair. Have made up complicit.
I can't even say it wrong.
But she's complicit, Amanda. She is. She keeps getting him she is, oh my God.
She keeps validating him as a legit person. These women
with him.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Thank you. She's validating him. Mm-hmm. Yes.
She's showing these women he's a decent husband.
One time I was hitchhiking when I was a teenager.
Oh.
Jen and I used to hitchhike all the time. It was our main mode of transportation, even though it was the late 80s, early 90s, and no one should have been hitchhiking at that point.
I have never hitchhiked.
We were hitchhiking. And we were hitchhiking down Kaiser Avenue one day. And this guy...
I actually know where Kaiser Avenue is because it's an exit off of 81.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
So we... Well, it's an exit off the Turnpike.
Oh, the Turnpike, yeah. Which becomes 81 once you get up there.
So we were in... we were... in some store or something down on Kaiser Avenue, and we had to get back to Scranton. So we were hitchhiking, and this guy pulls up. No, I'm sorry. We weren't hitchhiking. We were just bumming a ride off the random store owner.
Oh, well, sure.
And he pulls over, and he's in his little Jeep, right? Okay. And we're like, we don't know if we should get in with this guy.
Right.
And he literally said to us, let me go get my daughter so you know I won't molest you. That's the Danielle... Merrifield role in this whole situation. She is the daughter he brings along, so you know I won't molest you.
I hope he's not molesting his daughter. Do you think he was?
No, I don't think he was. Okay. I just think he was being real creepy. We did jump out at a stoplight, by the way, because it was an open Jeep, so we were able to jump out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. But that I thought that was weird to say because we didn't bring it up.
No.
He brought it up.
Right.
Okay. All right. But that's what she does. You're right. She lends credibility. She is. And so she is helping to lure these women into a false sense of safety.
Right.
It's gross. Because
I wouldn't be here if he wasn't great.
Right. So I don't have a lot of sympathy for her. No. I do think she's a victim and I have some sympathy for her.
I do too. He's been manipulating her for years.
But I also think at some point she needs to stop. Mm-hmm. And I think we might be seeing that. Yeah. But then again, we know the spoiler. I'm not going to say it, but you know what I'm talking about.
I do. I know what you're talking about.
So Natalia comes down the stairs and he goes, amor, and points to a seat. I had to look it up. That is indeed love in Portuguese. I had to look it up. I thought he was doing Spanish. And he pulls out the translator and he's like, I'm sorry. I should have listened to sister. So now here we go with the sister bullshit
again.
Back with the fucking sister.
Oh, I hate that. It's so creepy.
He says, she was looking out for my good, and I need to get my priorities straight. You and sister are my priority. And he starts to cry.
Mm-hmm.
Danielle now starts smoothing things over for him, but Roberta, too, is not buying this.
Uh-uh.
And she is like, you need to stop defending him. Roberta, too, is
smarter than Roberta 1.
Yes. She's like, you need to stop defending him. He needs to learn. Then he throws some Bible shit at her to weasel his way out of this about God has put something in him to fester.
Uh-huh. whatever. Okay, Uncle Fester.
Yep. I still love that show. So he tells the camera, you know, there will be a day when we're looking for wife numero cuatro. He doesn't say that. I'm saying that.
Yeah.
Rojo, like Kenny. And she better get used to this bullshit because I'm going to be on the apps. Oh, then she asked him, I forgot this part. She asked him how many apps, and he's like, you could tell he was going to say one.
Uh-huh.
And Danielle's like, 10 apps, tons of apps.
And I had to Google if there were 10 apps for poly dating, and there are.
There are.
I Googled.
Well, we talked about some of the apps he's on.
We've talked about some. Mm-hmm. I knew there were like 4 or 5.
He's on like Big Brazilian Booties.
Yeah.
He's on Brazilians Down to Get Down. Whatever that means.
He's on Brazilian Polygamists R Us.
Wow. That really showed my age. Brazilians Down to Get Down. Get down,
down
get
on
down,
it.
Get down.
If you really want it.
Okay. Bless. So Natalia's like, I hope I don't regret this, but I love him and I'm going to give him another chance.
What do you love about him?
Amanda, I don't know.
What is there to love about him? He's not funny. He does not appear to be smart. Okay, maybe he's kind. I don't fucking know. But like,
He's not kind.
And he looks like that.
Well, and this is what pisses me off because it's such blatant manipulation, right? Mm-hmm. This guy owns a multi-million dollar company.
Yep.
And you can't figure out how to delete an app off my phone. Stop playing fucking stupid.
Right.
You're an asshole.
If you're really this dumb, you've got 2 teenagers. You hand them your phone and you say, please make this go away.
I don't think those teenagers want to see what's on that phone.
I don't think they do either. I don't think he wants to show them, but that's what I'm saying. You can just do that. You have teens to do these things for you.
Yes, you do.
Something really wrong with this guy.
Amanda, I got a voicemail.
Oh.
Yeah.
Amanda's fair back?
It came through this morning. It was not there last night. So I feel like it was rushed maybe and not well thought out.
Okay.
But it's
they had to get in under the wire.
They had to get in under the wire.
They thought we were recording later. They didn't know.
I know. So here it is. I'm just going to play it. I haven't heard it yet. And then we'll discuss on the other side.
Okay. We'll see what they say.
Mr. Merrifield, let's talk about the festering, shall we? What's festering in the manosphere this week is the nerve of these women and their stupid alpha female DNA brain. Sit down, ladies. You don't have anything worth saying. You, Mr. Garrick Merrifield, are allowed to have whatever apps you want on your phone. If you want big booty Brazilians on your phone or weirdo polygamists apps, you can have whatever you want because you know why? You are the divine masculine. You define divine masculinity, sir. You think your house, that beautiful castle that you built for your fembot wife, was built on, or is run on electricity or gasoline or the geothermal heat? No, sir. Your man juice runs all things in your house, and you need to remember that. And these women need to take a seat. If you can't get your shit together, we are sending you to the $18,000 a week alpha male camp, where we will get you in shape for this assignment, sir. Manosphere out.
They're not happy with him this week. They are not happy.
I don't want to know about Garrick's man juice. I really don't.
I think, here's what I think the Manosphere was trying to say.
Oh, okay.
I think the Manosphere was trying to say that Garrick's divine masculinity runs all things in his house.
I see.
But they called it man juice.
I understand.
Which is real gross.
So I have a question about the Manosphere.
And they want to send him to the alpha camp. But anyway.
Of course. Mm-hmm. The $18,000 a year alpha camp. So you get these voicemails from the Manosphere. Do you ever not,
I do.
Like, do you get more than you share, or do you share all of them? Like, are you getting additional information?
I share it all. Okay. I share it all.
Okay. I just want to make sure we weren't missing anything
from the backdoor friends.
Okay.
They are getting all of what I'm getting.
Okay, great. Yes. Great.
Sometimes I do sneak a peek and listen, but usually I don't.
Okay.
But you would have thought I did because I named the same app, the Big Booty Brazilians, but that's just a coincidence.
App. It's a coincidence. It's a really big app in the Brazilian polygamy circle.
Maybe that's how Frank Sinatra met Dolly Parton.
Except there's really nothing about Dolly Parton that's big Brazilian.
No.
I mean, she does have quite an ass on her, but that was made by men, not
Dolly Parton, herself. National hero.
She's a national treasure. Love her to death. But the idea of her and Frank Sinatra together is quite humorous. She would destroy him in a second.
Oh, man. So next time on, you ready?
Yes, I am.
The Salahuddins have to tell mom that Keisha stood them up, and mom's pretty much like, you ain't bringing your polygamist girlfriend in my house.
Right. You ain't bringing this nonsense into my life.
Ashley and Sarah go putt-putt golfing, and then they meet up with Shane, who seems to like her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is this competitive putt-putt golfing? I don't know.
To be. All they do is competitive bar sports. So, yeah.
Danielle and Natalia have a heart-to-heart. Are they making an escape plan? We don't know.
I don't think
TBD.
So.
Can you look up? Did we look up how old Danielle Merrickfield is? I need to know. Okay. I want to call her Danielle Merrick so bad.
Age here. Okay. They met and married when Danielle was 19.
She
pushed through and had her first kid at 21.
Pushed through. I love how they really weighed in. They really put their thumb on the editorial scale.
Yeah, they did.
She pushed through and married him.
Since the 34-year-old keeps a private life, when was this done? 2021.
Okay.
So she's 37.
So she's 37. Okay. Skip ahead a minute, guys. So do we think that she's the one who had the baby?
I do.
Okay.
I think she's the one who had the baby. I don't think that Roberta too gets here.
Okay. All right. Because that is a possibility.
It is absolutely a possibility, but who knows?
She had another fucking kid with this idiot.
Yeah. Actually, the title of the Reddit is, you guys, Danielle Merrickfield had a third baby with Ick last
He is
last
the
year.
Human embodiment of Ick.
Uh-huh.
He really is. Like the Ick that your fish get when they get that white disease on them. Ick disease.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't want that.
Yeah.
No.
All right, Amanda, I think we've said it all.
I think we have. I think we have. And the Manosphere came in. We're good.
Yeah, we're good. Guys, don't forget, April, we have a lot going on Patreon and Supercast and Apple subscriptions. We are doing Love in Paradise When the Single Life Ends.
Yep.
And Love During Lockup. And I am so excited for it. I can't wait. And then
have we had a preview yet of Love During Lockup?
I think there has been one.
Because I want to know if we get Ty back.
No, we don't have anyone returning.
Oh, damn.
There is one. I put it in the Facebook group. I'll try to find it and send it to you.
Okay.
Because we have a gay couple.
Oh, I love this.
Yes. So it's going to be
good. Is it an Amber and Puppy situation?
No, men.
Oh, okay.
So I think it's going to be really good. It looks messy. And we like that.
I like messy.
Yeah. All right. That's it. Daughters of the Cult will be dropping on Patreon as well. Two episodes. I talked with Leslie yesterday about Quiet on the Set.
Oh, good.
Quiet on Set.
Is it four episodes?
It's four episodes, but there is a fifth one coming on April 7th.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
It is, let me put it this way. I went real hard at Rider Strong.
Okay.
And had to calm myself down. And poor Leslie was just like, oh, you okay over there?
Drake Bell just fucking broke my heart. Drake Bell's father broke
I know.
My fucking
Me
heart.
Too. Me too.
Oh, God.
Me too.
Jesus, these fucking assholes.
Yep. And I called out some people that I want all of us to rage against and okay. some names I want us to remember. So okay. that yeah. will be dropping next week, guys. And okay. That'll and, be there.
And we get Uncle Ned drinking the vanilla extract on Family Ties.
Yes, we do. Oh, I can't wait. Can't wait. Can't wait. All right. And if you haven't already, jump in Backdoor Friends. We have a really Please. Good time in there. And I want to thank all of you who gave us feedback for the survey.
Yes, thank
I
you.
I will be announcing those winners probably next week.
Okay.
So, all right, guys. Thanks so much. Amanda, I'll see you soon.
I'll see you soon. Yes, you will. Yes. Literally.
And we'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Take care, everyone. Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.